G'day and welcome to Part 8. We're now on day 5 of our series Glimpses, looking at the story of the Bible in 30 days, from the time of creation to the time with the fullness of redemption. Let's read together Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 9. The Lord had said to Abram, "Leave your native country, your relatives and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram departed as the Lord had instructed, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, and all his wealth, his livestock, and all the people he had taken into his household at Haran, and headed for the land of Canaan. When they arrived in Canaan, Abram travelled through the land as far as Shechem. There he set up camp beside the Oak of Moriah. At that time, the area was inhabited by Canaanites. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "I will give this land to your descendants." And Abram built an altar there and dedicated it to the Lord, who had appeared to him. After that, Abram travelled south and set up camp in the hill country, with Bethel to the west and Ai to the east. There he built another altar and dedicated it to the Lord, and he worshipped the Lord. Then Abram continued travelling south by stages towards the Negev. While the Edenic, Adamic, and Noahic covenants were universal covenants, this fourth covenant is the first covenant, which is theocratic, or relating to the rule of God. It is dependent on God alone, a God who through grace in the "I will" statements promises to bestow blessings. This covenant with Abraham, or the Abrahamic covenant, is also the basis for all theocratic covenants to come and provides blessings on three levels. Firstly, a personal level to Abraham. Genesis 12 verse 2. "I will make your name great and you will be a blessing." Then on a national level, again Genesis 12 verse 2. "I will make you into a great nation." And then thirdly, a universal level. Genesis 12 verse 3. "All peoples on the earth will be blessed through you." Initially here in Genesis 12, this covenant can be seen in broad outline, but God later confirms it to Abraham in greater detail, as we shall see. The Abrahamic covenant is a link to all of God's activities and programs until the end of time. The personal aspects of the covenant particular to Abraham are: Abraham will be a father of a great nation, Genesis 12 verse 1. Abraham will receive personal blessing, Genesis 12 verse 2. Abraham will receive personal honor and reputation, Genesis 12 verse 2. And he, Abraham, will be a source of blessing to many others, Genesis 12 verse 3. So, that's the personal aspects. What about the aspects which are pertinent universal? Firstly, God will bless those who bless Abraham and the nation which comes from him, Genesis 12 verse 3. There will be curses on those who curse Abraham and the nation that comes from him, Genesis 12 verse 3. And then finally, there will be blessings on all the earth through Abraham, Genesis 12 verses 1 to 3. This was the first time God made this promise to Abraham, this covenant, but not the only time, as Abraham received it another 5 times as he journeyed with God, and God gave greater detail to it. Genesis chapter 13, Genesis chapter 15, Genesis chapter 17, Genesis chapter 18, and Genesis chapter 22 tell us of these times. Abram, as Abraham was originally known, was weaned away from his native land by God into a journey into the unknown. It was in this way that Abraham would develop his faith in God, to use it like a muscle. In fact, when God reiterated the covenant in Genesis 17 to Abram, God changed his name from Abram, meaning glorious father, to Abraham, which means father of many nations. Genesis 17, verse 5. And so important was this covenant that God renewed it with Isaac, the only begotten son of Abraham, twice. Genesis chapter 26, verse 4, and Genesis 26, verse 23 and 24. And Jacob twice as well. Genesis 28, verses 14 to 15, and Genesis 35, verses 9 to 12. This covenant gives yet further glimpses of God's essential character of grace and mercy, as well as hinting at somebody who is to come as a Messiah or Savior. Can you tell how and where these glimpses are? Tomorrow, our story continues. Do you know where to next?